You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a highly anticipated trip for days. Now, touching down in Taipei to cheers from local residents, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has become the highest-ranking US official to visit Taiwan in 25 years. But it's a visit that threatens to push US-China relations to a new low, at a time when tensions are already mounting between the two superpowers over the war in Ukraine. Beijing has repeatedly warned of retaliation if the House Speaker's visit to the self-governing Chinese-claimed island goes ahead. Now that it has, China has condemned the US as the world's biggest saboteur of peace. A statement by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the move violates the US's pledge to recognise a singular Chinese ruling party.
This is a serious violation of the One China principle and the provisions of the three China-US joint communiques. It has a severe impact on the political foundation of China-US relations and seriously infringes upon China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. It gravely undermines peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and sends a seriously wrong signal to the separatist forces for Taiwan independence.
But White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby assures there has been no such violation.
Let me be clear. The Speaker's visit is totally consistent with our long-standing One China policy. We've said that we oppose any unilateral changes to the status quo from either side. We've said we do not support Taiwan independence. And we've said, as I said again yesterday, that we expect cross-strait differences to be resolved by peaceful means.
Ms. Pelosi has addressed the Taiwanese parliament alongside President Tsai Ing-wen, saying she wants to make unequivocally clear the enduring commitment of the U.S. to Taiwan.
Today, the world faces a choice between democracy and autocracy. America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad. And we're grateful to the partnership of the people of Taiwan in this mission.
Her speech comes after President Ing-wen presented Ms. Pelosi with the Order of Propitious Clouds with Special Grand Cordon, a civilian order of the highest rank. The Taiwanese leader has thanked the House Speaker for showing such staunch support for the island.
I have great admiration for Speaker Pelosi, who has long stood firm in safeguarding democracy, freedom on human rights, who never hesitates to confront head-on rhetoric and activities said to undermine democratic values.
Ms. Pelosi's visit has prompted a furious military response from China, with the People's Liberation Army announcing joint air and sea drills on the Taiwan Strait, the waters that separate the two sides. Taiwan denied those reports at the time, but later said that more than 20 Chinese military planes had entered its air defence zone. Gu Zhong, Deputy Chief of Staff of the Eastern Theatre Command, says the exercises are justified.
The joint military operations are a necessary step in response to the dangerous moves of the US and Taiwan authorities on the Taiwan question. The Theatre Command has organised multi-service and arms units to conduct systematic and all-factor exercises on joint containment and control, sea assault, land strike, air control and other targeted exercises and live firing of precision-guided weapons.
But US spokesperson John Kirby insists that China has no valid cause for such anger.
There's no justification to turn this into a crisis, so it's unfortunate that they have already chosen to act in ways we kind of predicted that they would. We would again remind leaders in Beijing that there's nothing unprecedented about this trip. I heard a Chinese spokesman earlier today was saying that it violates their sovereignty. There's no violation of sovereignty. The Speaker going is perfectly consistent with other members of Congress going, as I said, including this year. So there's just no reason to amp this up. And we're not going to participate in that.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has repeatedly vowed to annex Taiwan if necessary, seeing its unification with China as a primary goal of his rule. Russell Shao, Executive Director of the Global Taiwan Institute, told SBS News that China has strategically chosen to react aggressively to project an image of strength both at home and abroad,
It comes ahead of President Xi Jinping's expected confirmation as leader for an unprecedented third term later this year.
There's nothing not routine about this visit by the of the speaker. And so the choice of this visit to dial up, its rhetoric and anger is, I think, aimed much more at, you know, being able to influence the political calculus that enters into any consideration of engagements with Taiwan.
But many Taiwanese citizens have welcomed the House Speaker's visit, including Pan Kuan, who was among those outside Ms. Pelosi's hotel to welcome her.
I think this has encouraged all the Taiwanese people. Although there was great pressure from China, she still chose the camp with democracy and freedom and courageously came to Taiwan. She's like a hero. She courageously fought China's pressure. I think that takes some courage to do so.
US politicians from both sides of the party divide have also expressed support for Ms. Pelosi's move. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin believes the trip should not be taken as a sign of aggression towards China.
We all have been to Taiwan, and we should go. They're peace-loving, they're a freedom-loving country, and we do an awful lot of trade with them, and we've been very supportive. I've been there. I think every senator and congressperson has been there, so I don't know why people make such a big deal out of it. She's not going to do any harm. She didn't take anything to do them harm, and she don't wish China any harm. She basically wishes the peace-loving people of Taiwan to have all the opportunities they can, and we appreciate the relationship we have.
And Republican Senator Mitch McConnell says the U.S. should be providing appropriate weapons to the Taiwanese to defend themselves against the growing threat of invasion from mainland China.
Look, I think it's important for us to stand up for a democratic island directly involved in international commerce that elects its own leaders. And we know what the Chinese would like to do to Taiwan, just exactly what they did to Hong Kong. So I approve of her trip. I think she did the right thing.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling on China and the U.S. to de-escalate tensions surrounding the Taiwan situation. While discussing the federal government's review into Australia's defence structure, Mr. Albanese said that recent actions from China show its growing aggression in the region.
Our position on Taiwan is clear. We don't want to see any unilateral change to the status quo, and we'll continue to work with partners to promote peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait.
Now, the world braces for China's response. Brooke Young, SBS News.